Okay, top. Good morning. We are today's daf is daf 41. We're at the bottom of Mem Amud Bet. We're 40B. The bottom of 40B. Good morning. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlema Baduchanim Vechadam Chaim Damar Chamachan Ivzan Ani Mechamim Chamim Nifkas Arav Chanei Shalom Masara Tavir Merchel Afam Adavar Rufkam Adachem 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 Rufkam אהבת תהילה בת מרים, להבדיל למשמד, רחל בת אליהו, דוד בן אליהו, ליד המלטפיים שמרון, מישאל בועז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמר מלכה בת אברהם, משה בן רפאל, אליהו בן יוסף, שמעון של חיים, שם בן משה, להבדיל הרעיון, דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we are holding on Mem Amud Bet 40B towards the bottom of the page. I mean, it's only five lines, but we're at the third line. Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rav. Mai Dichtiv, what does the Pasuk mean in Yechezkel? It says, Ve'atab ben Adam, you, son of man, make for yourself these implements of exile. What are these implements of exile? So the Gemara says, Zo ner v'ke'ara. This is referring to a lamp to be able to see during supper time, during dinner, and a bowl to be able to eat out of, and v'shatiach, and a mat in order to eat on, for a person to be able to eat on. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Then it says, Moshe says to the Jewish people, or actually in the book of Devarim, it says, if you serve Hashem, it says, the words in the Pasuk, it says, Uchoser kol, without anything. What does Uchoser kol mean? So the Gemara says, Amar bi'ami amarav, belo ner belo shulchan, without a candle and without a table. That's what it means, without anything mamash. Rav Chista says, below Isha, without a wife. Rav Sheshat Amar, below Shamash, without a servant to serve him. Rav Nachman Amar, below De'a, without understanding. It's very bad without to be able to understand. Tana, it was taught, below Melach, below Revav. It says, without salt and without grease, meaning without any taste in one's food. That's what it means, such a bad curse, that a person would not be able to, without be able to taste their food. Amar Abaye, Nakatinan, Ein Ani Ela Bedea. We hold that there is no such thing as a poor person unless they are poor from understanding. Right? Meaning a person who is lacking understanding. Bimarava Amrin, Eretz Yisrael, they say, Dida Be Kula Be. If someone has understanding, he has everything. Dilo Da Be, if he doesn't have understanding, Ma Be, what does he have? Ha kane da kane, if he acquires understanding, ma chasarda, what is he missing? Lo kane, if he does not acquire understanding, ma kane, then what has he acquired in his life? Meaning understanding is everything. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Ein hachole omen micholyo ad shemachonin lo akon avonotav. A sick person does not get up from his sickness until Hashem forgives him for all his sins. Shneimar hasolech lechol avonaychi, harofe lechol tacholaychi. He forgives all the sins, and then he heals all the diseases. Rav Himnuna Amar, he says, Chozer limei alumav. He returns back to his days of youth. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Rutafash bisaro minoar yashuv limei alumav. That this is talking about Iyov, that he go back to the flesh of like a young age, once he does, once he returns back, and he'll return back to his days of youth.
And what in terms of sins, that is going to be like a yod?
What it means exactly is many different perushim, but the Mefarash says, Klomar kishat rituv upash kemo kusho vesego minor min choli yeshuv kemo shahaya bimei alumav. Meaning he's going to change from the way he was when he was younger to be when he was younger, so as if he's not sick anymore. Kol mishkavo hafachta becholyo. So what does that mean? Amar Rav Yosef lomar de mishakeach limudo. Somebody who gets sick forgets their learning. Rav Yosef, and now we have a story. Rav Yosef, actually, this happened to him. Rav Yosef chalash. Yaker de lelimudei. Rav Yosef got sick and he forgot his learning. Oy.
Alzheimer's?
He forgot all of his learning. Yeah, Ahadre Abaye kameh. So Abaye was a student. Abaye came in front of him and returned all of his learning back to him. He taught all of his learning back to him. Haynud de bechol duchta amrina. That's why we say in many different places in Shas, Amar Rav Yosef, lo shemi ali hada shmata. So I've never heard this baraita. Rabbi Yosef says, Amar le Abaye, and Abaye tells him, At Amrita Nihalan, you told us this Beraita. Umehamatnita ni Amrita Nihalan. And from this Beraita, from this Matnita, this is where you told us from. Meaning, Abaye reminds him, this is actually where you told us the Beraita. How can you say you don't remember the Beraita? The answer is no, you got sick, you forgot all his learning. So, but that's why sometimes Rabbi Yosef didn't remember his learning. When Rebbe learned 13 different versions of the early Mishnah, he would teach Rebbe Chia 7 of the versions of the Mishnah. At the end, Rebbe got sick and he forgot his learning. So, Rebbe Chia came and taught Rebbe back the 7 different ways that he learned the Mishnah from Rebbe. But Shita Azdu, but 6 of those ways that Rebbe didn't teach, they got lost. So now he lost 6 ways of learning the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Hava'u katsara, there was a launderer. Hava shemiya le the Rebbe, kide hava garis lehu. And when Rebbe was learning, and was repeating his learning out loud, his launderer was listening, and he would record in his head, hear all of these teachings that Rebbe would say. So what did he do? Azal Rebbe Chia veGamar Yaton Kamei Katsara. Rebbe Chia, who learned the 7, went to this launderer to learn the other 6. Ve'ata ve'adar Yaton Kamei Rebbe. And then he came back and he taught the other 6 back to Rebbe. If only we had laundry men like this today.
They call it Katsara because when you get the clothing, it makes it shorter.
Okay, so the Gemara says, Kad hava chazi le Rebbe la'u Katsara. When Rebbe would see that launderer, Amar le Rebbe ata asita oti v'et chia. Rebbe would tell him, Rebbe, you turned me and you made chia, meaning you made both of us remember our learning. Ikad amri, some say, hachi kamar le. This is what he actually said. Ata asita et chia v'et chia asa oti. Really, Rebbe would say, you made chia and chia made me.
Direct
or indirect? You brought our learning back. V'amar v'ilexandria amar v'chia bar abba. Gadol nes shena asa lechole, a miracle that happens to a sick person is greater. Yoter min hanes shena asa lechananiah, Mishael v'Azariah, is greater than the miracle that happened to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. What happened to Nebuchadnezzar was saying everyone has to come bow down to the Avodah Zarah, and they didn't listen. So they took them with their clothing, they threw them into the fire, and Nebuchadnezzar saw that the fire wouldn't catch, that wouldn't light on them. The miracle happened. And the miracle of a sick person getting healed is even greater than that. Why? So any sickness.
Definitely.
So the Gemara says any sickness. Shel Hananiah Mishael v'Azariah, the story of Hananiah Mishael v'Azariah was esh shel hadiot. It was a simple fire. Ve'akol yecholim lechapotah. Any human being can put that out. Whereas v'zos shel chole shel shamayim hi. A sickness is from heaven. So sickness from heaven. Who can put it out? Umi yachol lechapotah. Only Hashem can help put it out. Really, anything that's not in, really in the hands of man to just make himself better.
Compared to fire.
Right? It's even worse than fire, right? Because only Hashem can put it out. V'amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. All of these are in the name of the same person. That's why I keep saying all these phrases. V'amrilan, some say Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kevan shehigia kiso shel adam. Once a person's lifetime is reached, hakol moshalim bo, everything can control him. All the different diseases can grab him. Shneemar. Anything that finds me can kill me. Rav Amar min Adenkar. Rav says from this pasuk, "Lemishpatecha amdu ayom, ki hakol avadecha." He learns it out from this pasuk, "Lemishpatecha, your laws amdu hayom, ki hakol avadecha." Because everyone is your servant, your slaves. And we're going to use this pasuk now to bring a bunch of stories. Rav Bar Shila Amrulei. They said to him, "Shechiv gavra gavoa." There was a very tall man who died. Have a Rachiv Girduna Zutra. He was riding a young female mule. Matati Tura. They reached the bridge. Istavit, and I guess the mule got mad. Shadye veKashachiv. He threw the guy off of him and he killed him. Kareal Nafshel leMishpatecha Amdu Hayom. And they called this guy's soul leMishpatecha Amdu Hayom. That's what they called him. Shemuel Chazye Lahu Akrava. Yativa al akrukta. Shemuel saw this snake that was sitting on top of a female frog.
Akrab is not a scorpion?
Oh, sorry, Mechila. Scorpion. Snake. Yeah, it's a scorpion. Akravada yativa akrukta. Okay, he was sitting on a female frog. Ve avran nahara, and crossing the river, meaning he was using the frog as like a ferry. Tarka gavra umit, mait. So he saw a person at the end and he killed him. He went and bit him and he killed him. So Kareya Lemishbatecha Amdu Ayom. And they use the same pasuk, Lemishbatecha Amdu Ayom, essentially saying that this is a person's last days. Right? Amar Shemuel, En Mevakarin et Achole, Ela Misha Chalatso Chama. We only visit somebody who's sick if he has a fever. La Apuke Mai. So the Gemara says, what is that coming to exclude? La Apuke Hadetanya. Coming to exclude the following Baraita. Rabbi Yossi ben Parta Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. We don't visit somebody who has a stomach, you know, pain, stomach disease, velo choli ha'ayin, or eye pain, eye sickness, velo mechushei rosh, or headaches.
They're not deadly.
So the Gemara says, why? Bishlam choli me'ayim. It makes sense. The stomach, mishum kisufa, because it's kind of like embarrassing. It's not like a person is.
Kisufa is not covered up.
No, no, it means embarrassment. Uh-huh. It can result in embarrassment if a person sees him that in that situation. So we wouldn't visit somebody like that. Exactly. Whereas the other ones, Ela cholim ha'ayin umechushay arosh, mai ta'ama. Why can't you visit somebody who has eye pain or headaches? So the Mishum, the Rav Yehuda. The Amar Rav Yehuda, because of the opinion of Rav Yehuda, that he says, Dibura kashya le'ena uma'ale le'ishta. Speaking to a sick person is bad for the eyes, but it's good for his fever. Meaning that somebody who has eye pain, when you speak to him, it doesn't help him. He's in pain. Somebody who has fever, maybe he needs somebody to talk to take his mind off the fever. So that's why the headache and the eyes, the guy's in pain, he doesn't need someone to speak to him. He wants to just be on his own. But somebody who has a fever could speak to somebody. Amarava, hay ishta ilav de farvanka de malachadam. Nachon. He loved the parvanka, the malacha, the mavta. If it wasn't for the malacha mavet, the angel, the shaliach of the angel of death, this fever maale, it would be good. Flipping the amud kechizra ledikle, like you know, like these prickly parts of the leaves of a palm tree. Now, what do those do? They you know, they would refrain. They would push you know, different you know, parts of bad harming things to come and attack the tree. They would deter those things away. So also, if it wasn't for the malach hamavet, fever would also be the same thing. Chad l'tiltin yomin, once every 30 days. V'chitireke legufa, and it's like a this type of compound, like a you know, it's a type of like antidote to venom, for example. So that's what it would kind of be like if it wasn't for the malach hamavet. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, lohi velo tiryika. I don't want the fever, and I don't want the antidote. I don't want any of it.
Tiryika is like tariyak.
Exactly.
It's like a heroin. It's a medicine.
Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Yonatan, Amar Rav Yechiel, Arsan yafe lechole lerufuato. Arsan is good for the sick person, for his health. What is arsan?
The eris of it, probably. Talking about the venom or something.
So the Gemara asks, my arsan, what is arsan? Amar Rabbi Yonatan, chushla de sa'are atikta derish Nafia. It's referring to the barley that is, you know, the parts of the barley that's peeled that is at the beginning of the sifting process. That is good for a person who's sick. Amar Abaye says, Ba'ayan bishula ke'en bisra de tura. It needs to be roasted, cooked, to the extent of the same way that an ox would be cooked. As we cooked, very, very cooked. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, Samide de sa'are atikta derish nafya. No, he says it's the fine flour from those barley parts that are, you know, from the, it's a fining, a sifting process, after the sifting process. Amar Abaye.
So that's the main ingredient of the effective medicine.
Yeah. Amar Abaye, ba'ayan bishula ke bisrat tefura. He says also it needs to be cooked like the cooking of an ox. Amar Biyochanan, bordam ein mevakarin ve'en maskarin shemo. Bordam. We don't visit somebody who has boredom, and we don't mention his name. What's boredom?
It's not boredom.
It's not boredom. My tama, what's the reason? Amar bilazar mibnei shehu kima'ayana novea. It's like a flowing river. Internal. Meaning it's a person who has a flow of blood. It gives gushing blood. Very dangerous. Amar bilazar, lamen ikrashmo boredom. Why is it called boredom? Is he bored? So what is it? No, I'm just kidding. Shehu kema'ayana novea. It's like a flowing river, meaning bor dam. It's a bor. It's a like a pit of blood. That's it's like a flowing blood.
Like a ma'ayan of flowing blood.
Exactly. And we said in the Mishnah, umer pa'eh umer refuat nefesh and not refuat mamon. You can heal him his soul, but not with money. So the Gemara says, heichi ketane. What was taught in the Mishnah? Ilayim ad refuat nefesh bechinam refuat mamon bischar. Maybe it meant to say you can heal him for free, not for money. So the Gemara says, then just say, litnei hachi, merpeo bechinam, aval lo beschar. Just say, for free and not for money. Why do you say, refuat nefesh, refuat mamon? So the Gemara says, ele refuat nefesh gufo, refuat mamon behemto. No, you can heal his body, but you cannot heal his animals. This is talking about the person who's mudar hana'a. Amarav zutra bartovia, amarav, aval omer lo samploni yafela, samploni rala. But you can tell the person, this medicine is good for the animal, this medicine is bad for the animal, and so on and so forth.
Free medical advice.
Exactly. Then new Mishnah. Verochetz imo. We're going on the same topic of mudar hana'a. Somebody's not allowed to benefit. But still, verochetz imo be'ambati gedola. You can bath with him in a big bath. Avalo be'ketana, but not in a small one. Ve'ashen imo be'mita, and you can sleep with him in a bed. Rabbi Yehuda omer be'imot ha'chama, avalo be'imot ha'gashamim. So only in the summer, but not in the winter. Imneshu mehaneu. When you're in the winter, you can warm him up. You're benefiting him. And you can sit around the bed to eat, and you can eat with him, and we're not afraid you might fall asleep. You can eat with him on the table, but not from the same bowl. You can't take from his bowl. But you're allowed to eat with him from the bowl that the leftovers go back to the balabayit, go back to the owner. That's not a problem. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we have a braita. Lo yirchatzimo be'ambati, you shouldn't bathe with him. Ve'lo yishanimo be'mita, meaning in the same bathhouse. Ve'lo yishanimo be'mita, you shouldn't sleep in the same bed as him. Bein gedola, bein ketana, whether big or small.
The advice of not contagious diseases.
Divrei Rabbi Meir, lo yada. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, gedola b'mod ha'geshamim, v'ketana b'mod ha'chama. You can sleep in a big bed in the winter, and a small bed even in the summer. There's no warming up in the summer, it's already hot. Mutar, that would be mutar. Rochetz imo be'ambati gedola, you can bathe with him in a big bathhouse. Umezia imo be'ketana, you can sweat out with him in a small sauna. Aval mesev imo ala mita, you can sit around the bed, not afraid you're going to fall asleep. Ve'ochel imo ala shulchan, you can eat with him on the table. Aval lo mina tamchoi, but not from his bowl, not from that same bowl. Aval ochelu mina tamchoi achozer, but we said just like in the Mishnah, you're allowed to eat with him from that bowl that goes back, the leftovers go back to the Baal HaBayit. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, mina tamchoi achozer le Baal HaBayit. He explains what it means, not just chozer, what does it mean? It returns. It's returning the leftovers to the actual Baal HaBayit. So that's what it means. So if the Baal HaBayit is getting the leftovers, you can eat from that food. Okay, we'll stop there today, we'll do a quick recap. We start on the Amud Bet, and the first part of the daf was really talking about that a sick person is... a sick person could forget all of their learning. We saw the story of Yosef and Abaye and then Rebbe and Rebbe Chia. Then we got towards the bottom of the page. We said that a kitzot shel adam at the end of a person's lifetime, every disease can come and grab him and can cause him to die. So that's something to be careful of. As we got to the Amud Bet, we saw all different types of cholaim, all different types of diseases, and if they're good, if they're not good, had they been good, if there was no malach hamavet, so on and so forth. Then we got into all of the remedies. And then finally we got into the new Mishnah talking about if a person is mudar hana'a, is he allowed to bathe in the same bathhouse as the person, sleep with them? So we said you can bathe with him in a big bathhouse, not in a small one. You can sleep with him. Rabbi Yehuda said only in the winter, in the summer, but not in the winter. And then we also said you can eat with him, but not from his bowl. But you can eat from the bowl if the leftovers are going back to the Baal HaBayit. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.